Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus le'ilui nishmas. Hayeled Elisha Chanina ben Harav Aaron Avram. And it should also be le'refuas Harav Mordechai Gimpel ben Chaya Abigail. We're going to be learning the inyan of Yaakov Avinu. This is in the Ma'amari Pachat Yitzchak. Maimer Mem Vav from Sukkos goes through the Yishpizin, the various Avos. So today we're going to be talking about Yaakov. By Yaakov it says, Al Tira Merda Mitzrayma. Don't be afraid to go down to Egypt. Anuchi Aredim Cha Mitzrayim Anuchi Lecha Gamalo. I'm going to go down with you. I'm going to go up with you. Am Ravino also we've a Dibur Al Tira. Don't be afraid. Anuchi Mogein Lach. I'm going to guard you. But Yaakov has Avtocha of Anuchi Aredim Cha Anuchi Lecha Gamalo. I'm going to go down with you, I'm going to go up with you. Kadosh Baruch Hu is with him in every Yerid and every Aliyah. So why is this Haftacha Miyuchad for Yaakov Avinu? This Haftacha of Anochi Eredimcha. I'm going to be with you in all the Yeridas and the Aliyahs. So the root of this matter is found in the Maimar Chazal, that Yaakov Avinu teaches to be noder b'shas tzara, when he was running away from Esav. Says im yelohim imadi b'shafti b'shalom al beis avi v'haya Hashem li le'elokim v'even azos asher santi matzevi beis elokim and then aser asrenu lach. So he makes a neder b'shas tzara, if Hashem is with him, then this even's going to be a beis elokim and he's going to take off maisris. So this is the union of being noder b'eis tzara. Yaakov Avinu is noder based tzara, and Hashem will be with, if Hashem is with him, he's going to give meiser, etc. So it says in the Gemara, and a person is noder b'shas tzara, he says, I'm going to give this money in order that my son should live. He's a tzadik gamor. But yet when an akum gives it, it's chesed l'umim chatos. So both Avram and Yitzchak gave meisers. But this avod of noder based tzara is a chiddush of Yaakov Avinu. So why is this Chiddush of Yaakov Avinu Dafka Noder Leis Tzara? That even when he makes a neder, even if he doesn't get what he wants, he's still a tzaddik. Whereas when the Akum does it, Chesed Lumim Chatas, they just wanted the Yeshua. If they didn't get the Yeshua, Chavalim, what they gave. But for Yaakov and his descendants, even if he doesn't get what he wants, he's a tzaddik gamor. So what's this inyan of Noder Beis Tzara, the Chiddush of Yaakov? So it's very important to know the Yisod that a person only is able to absorb Ruchnius, the Maila of Ruchnius, if he appreciates, if he's Machshivit. You have to be Machshivi Ruchnius. That's why when a person regrets his Averis, his Mitzvahs, he loses them. Even though Averis, you regret, it's a Chesed from Hashem that you lose them. But mitzvahs, the Gemara says, if you regret them, you also lose your mitzvahs. Why? Because what gives the mitzvahs life is that you're makir their chashivus. If you lose your hakar or your recognition of the chashivus of mitzvahs, you say, achava, what a waste that I was mekayim. So chas v'shalom, the person loses the mitzvah. So a person can be full mit Torah, a person's full of Torah, but he doesn't appreciate that his Torah knowledge is worth more than his knowledge of American history. So he loses his Torah. He doesn't get the Maila of Torah because he doesn't appreciate it. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says that every Maila a person has is very sensitive to its covet. If this Maila is misbaza, the person doesn't appreciate it. So the person loses it. And we see a very famous example of this by Yivez Esav HaBechora. And that's how he lost the Bechora, because he was Mevazah the Bechora. That's what happened to Yishmael and Esav. They yarshined kochos from Avram and Yitzchak. And since they weren't Machshiv the Mailas, Yishmael and Esav, being the children of Avram and Yitzchak, So they lost their hemshechiyut. They lost their being a link in the chain. But from Yaakov Avinu and on, now we have the Kedushas Avos, that you can't separate from it. Somebody who's from Zer Yaakov and wants to pater himself from Kedushas Yisrael, it's a health nisht. It doesn't help. Once a Jew, always a Jew. Sorry. Yisrael Alpha Pishachati Yisrael. So what's pshat in this Yotzei Min HaKlal? But normally when you don't appreciate a Ma'ilan Ruchnias, the person loses it. But when it comes to being a Jew, Zer Yaakov, that he doesn't lose. So what's pshat in this? So the answer is twofold. Number one, it's true that mitzad the revealed part of a person, he says he doesn't recognize the importance of being Jewish, but in the pnimius he does. The deepest part of a person, he's Jewish and he feels it. You see, Jews, when push comes to shove, they say I'm Jewish. They die for it. And that's the inyan of Noder Beis Tzar. We learned Afka from Yaakov, because only from Yaakov we became rooted in this Yerusha, that even if a person says that he's only making the neder, sheyichya b'no, but Anan Sade, we testify that even if his son doesn't live, he's not going to have charata. He's not going to have charata. Even though in his chelik ha-galui, he says, no, I gave the money so that my son should live. But even if chas v'shalom, it doesn't work out, in his pnimius, he still says that he's happy he gave the money. And that's the Yerusha from Yaakov Avinu. With an Akum, we don't have this on Sade. And if he gives the money to Tzedakah Menas Shiyichya Beno and his son doesn't live, so he has charata, what did I waste all that money for? Kashimatubar Yaakov Avinu and his descendants, that's Mushra Shinas. The Yaakov Avinu was Noder B'Shas Tzara. And he gave it no matter what, and we have this Shaychus to Yaakov that can never be erased. So that being the case, we also aren't mischaret. We also don't regret it when we give tzedaka. Yaakov Avinu taught us to be Noder Beis Tzara. And no matter what, we're happy we made the neder. That's the first understanding. The second understanding is that there's this area in every person's heart that a person doesn't have bailus over to be mafkir. A person has hekdesh. Can you be mafkir hekdesh? No, it's not yours. Hekdesh in your house is not yours, though. So you don't have the bailus over your hishtaychus to Yaakov, your connectedness to Yaakov Avinu, to be mafkirit. So when a person loses his milas because he's not machshiv the mila, that's only when he has bailus over the mila. But being a Jew, that he doesn't have bailus over, he can't be mafkirit. And based on this, we can understand that big difficulty with respect to tshuva b'achris hayamim. Rabbeinu Yonah enumerates the drachim that are ma'or to tshuva. He says, Ashav mitoch atzaris. And he says that there's a special chesed that Hashem is makabel this tshuva. Because by Yiftach, there's a tain of Madu Abasam Elai. Atak Hashir Tzara Lechem. Oh, now you're coming to me when you have tzaris. So what's pshat that Shav mitoch tzaris, Hashem accepts our tshuva? When it's good, you forget me, but when you have tzaris, you come to me. So what's pshat b'tzara lechem mutzucha called Varmeile v'achris hayomim? Shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. You only have tzaris, now you come to Hashem. Is that not tshuva ma'ula? That's what's going to happen v'achris hayomim. So it's mashma, the tshuva v'achris hayomim. It's not an ideal tshuva. Teretz is that the haftachas of tshuva v'achris hayomim is a haftacha al gili matmonios shebelev kol Yisrael. That's in our hearts. Tzur levavi v'chelki Elokim le'olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, is Libon shel Yisrael. Only on the outside, it looks like the tzara caused our tshuva. But in the panemius, it's not like that. In the panemius, we really, really wanted to do tshuva. You just needed the tzara to help you along. V'haraya, another base tzara, even if he's not saved, he still wants to make the nether. He's still happy that he gave the money. So we have this special kesher with Hashem that's mezgala base tzara, yimo anochi b'tzara. It's not pshat just that two little people love each other, mishtatif b'tzara, that if one person is in pain, the other person feels it. Sachmer, more than that. Kuchibrichu v'Yisrael chadu, tzur levavi v'chelki libon shel Yisrael. The tzur levavi is the nichse gavoa, is the divine property that's in the heart of every Jew. And therefore, when we have tzar, Hashem has tzar. Imo anochi b'tzara mamish. The Maisa Avos of Imo Anochi B'tzara, that Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Dafkin the Mara Sneh, this little sneh being burned but not consumed, Imo Anochi B'tzara. So that's in that Haftacha that Hashem says to Yaakov, Anochi Eirid Mucham Mitzrayim, I'm going down with you to Egypt. Yaakov Avino was Mechadish this Hanhaga, that when he goes down to Egypt, Hashem goes with him, Hashem is with him in his pain. So now it's beautiful. Yaakov Avinu made a neder b'shas tzara, and then Hashem said, "Imo anochi b'tzara, I'm with you. I'm going to go down with you." So this haftacha of imo anochi b'tzara is built on the yisod of nichsei gavoh in the heart of every Jewish person. There's just a part of us that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have that heart that's one with Hashem, and we got that from Yaakov Avinu, that he was with Hashem no matter what. He said to Hashem, I'm making a neder, but I'm not mischarit. I'm not going to regret it. And since then, every Jew is like that. Every Jew is a chelik of Yav, the chelik of Yaakov Avinu. That's not something that a person can be mafkir. That's the imu anochi b'tzara, Hashem's with him. We see this in the Yisod of Tefillah Chagasukis, the Tefillah of Hoshanas. We say, Aniva hu. Tosas says, Hoshas atzmocha imu anochi b'tzara. Me and him, save yourself. We ask Hashem, save himself. It's not a shutfus, we're one. And we can say, Lamancha, Lamancha, Ishana, Lamancha, Lekenu, Ishana, Lamancha, Bereinu, Ishana. We're talking about us. Because Chadhu, there's no more Chalukav, Mina and Dina, mine, yours. We say, Lamancha, and we mean us. Just one more gem. It says in the Gemara that if you see a gamel b'chalom, misa niknesel min hashamayim mitzlumim, and if you see a camel in a dream, it means that there was death that was you were penalized with min hashamayim, and you were saved from it. The Gemara says the pasuk zanochi aredim chametzrayim anochi alcha gamalo. Rashi says that the sound of gamalo, gamal, gamalo, gamalo, gamal sounds like a camel. So since Gamalo is the camel, so that's pshat, that person was supposed to die, and then Hashem saved Gamalo. He's gonna bring him up. It's interesting. You look at a camel, you see that it's got this back, goes up and down, right? We know the way it looks. Alios and Yoridos. So the word Gamal, it's Merames to the Yerid and Aliyah in Mitzrayim. And Yaakov, B'daika. Right? Because Hashem was talking to Yaakov Avinu. So that's the Gamalo. That's the camel. A camel is up and down. And Mitzrayim is Anochi Ered Imcha Mitzrayim. I'm going to go down. Ve'alcha Anochi Alcha. I'm going to go up. So going down to Mitzrayim and up. It's beautifully alluded to with a camel. And that means that God's going to save us. And this Haftacha was stated to Yaakov Avinu, from whom we learn this Hanhaga of Hashem being one with us. That whatever happens to us is happening to Him. And this Hanhaga was Mischadish with Yaakov Avinu, that we're one with Hashem. And that can never be changed. And therefore, when a person makes a neder b'shas tzar, he's not mischarit. Because he's one with Hashem. And the Mele one has tzar for us, it's tzar for him. Imo anochi b'tzara. And that imo anochi b'tzara, in the Maisa Avos, was in that Haftacha, Anochei Reidim Chametzrayim, that Hashem said to Yaakov, I'm going to go down with you. I'm with you. Because we're one. Since we're one, you don't regret your nedarim. And whenever I have pain, you have pain. So beautifully, this camel is up and down. Anochei Reidim Chametzrayim, Anochei Lecha Gamalo, Gamal. And that's this Haftacha to Yaakov Avinu, where Hashem was one with him. So that's something very, very special. And we should be zocha b'siyata d'shmaya l'modu l'ameid l'shmor v'l'hasot v'l'kayim is called Ivrei Salmo Tarasu v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom.